As far as the injuries go, Donnie Avery, we know about. He had the surgery. He'll be he won't practice this week. Junior Hemingway strained his hamstring. We just have to see how he does here. That's really a day-to-day injury. But and then Travis Kelce hurt his he has a rib, sore rib, and it's mostly up in the cartilage area there. So we've just got to see how he does here, but I think he'll be okay as we go. Joe Mays is eligible for practice, but most likely we're not going to practice him starting this week. His clock starts when he starts to practice, so we're going to hold off until we get his arm rehabbed a little bit. He had the pins taken out and of his wrists there, and we just want to get the arm in better shape before he gets back out on the field. And then Chris Owens is making progress, made big strides last week, and we'll see how he does this week as we get closer to Wednesday. Eric Berry's making progress, and again, we'll just see how he does. Eased him back in there a little bit last week, and you know, we'll gradually build it back up and see how it works out for him. But it's not for a lack of effort, for not wanting to be out there, for sure. Good team win against a good football team. Like I said, Mike, he's done a nice job out there with the Chargers. And but listen, I was proud of our coaches and our players for the effort that they put into the game. The coaches had a good plan. Players played four quarters of good, tough, aggressive football. Proud of Jamal for the record that he that he broke. I don't think Jamal nor the team had that in mind during the game, but what a great accomplishment when you step back and look at that from an individual standpoint. To do that, and that, you know, I've mentioned before, but the hard work that goes into that can't be, you can't look over that. That the off-season training, the diet, you know, in season, how hard he works at each practice. So, and then Cairo Santos for the job that he did right down there at the end. A young kicker coming in, big time situation. And stuck that thing right down the middle. So I was proud of him for that. The great part about this, there are a lot of people that we stand up here and mention, but the great part about this is we got a ton of room to improve as coaches and players to make ourselves a better football team. You know, we've got a heck of a football team coming in here this week. Jeff's done a nice job with the Rams. They're playing at a very high level. They're fast, they're aggressive. So we got to make sure that we get ourselves right. I'd also like to just put in shot for Andy Heck for the run game part of this thing. He puts a lot of time and effort in that, along with Eugene Chung. I just wanted to point him out, the lineman, and normally get overlooked in a lot of these things, as do the line coaches. So. They've done a nice job there. Time's yours.
Hey, do you feel like the team was able to take from the Denver game and San Francisco game when it was close in the clutch and learn from that to be able to execute different in the final couple minutes?
Yeah, every game's different, right? So you learn from your mistakes from you know, that history that you've developed there. So, yeah, we probably did learn a bit, but every game presents you another situation that you got to overcome. So, I was proud of the way the guys handled that. Yeah.
In general, how much of a confidence booster do you think having a game-winning drive like that can be for the whole team?
Yeah, listen, I think it's good. I think overall the whole picture is good. It came down that last drive, but there are a lot of people that on both sides of the ball and special teams that put you in a position to be able to do that. So, from an offensive standpoint, yeah, that can help. That we've had that last year against them, but we didn't quite finish it all the way. So, you got to be consistent with it, game after game.
Nearly double the time of possession that the Chargers had. How big of a factor do you think that was ultimately in the game?
Yeah, well, I think that's important. I think when you can look at a quarter and say, hey, listen, the third quarter they had three opportunities. That's a few less times that Phillip Rivers and that offense can be on the field, and that offense is playing at a very high level. Now, to do that, that's not all offense involved there. They had an opportunity, and our defense did a nice job with that opportunity that they were given in the third quarter, so of getting off the field. But from an offensive standpoint, if you can keep the defense fresh and keep their offense off the field, that's a positive.
I'm sure you can take a time-consuming drive any time you can take it, but you did the same thing with Peyton Manning on the other sideline as well. And is it more important, the quarterback that you're facing, if it's a Rivers and a Manning, to keep those guys on the other sideline maybe more so than another team?
Well, it doesn't hurt, that's for sure. But, you know, listen, you should be trying to do that every week. I mean, quarterbacks in this league are so good. We got another good one coming in. This young kid that's playing for the Rams is playing well. So you got to do a good job there.
It appeared defensively that you guys played a lot more off coverage than you had been and maybe even a lot more zone than you had been. Is that because of the injuries or was that something particular to San Diego?
Yeah, well, giving up big plays are factors there. One of the positives I thought that we did was we didn't give up big plays. So Bob mixed it up. We did play a little bit more off coverage there. So I think when you play a Phillip Rivers, you got to have a nice blend of things that you throw at him. You can't give him a fastball every time, or it's gonna go over the fence, right? So you got to make sure you give him a few different looks.
You made a change at left cornerback. Is that a permanent change, or is that job open pretty much every week now?
We'll see. We need everybody, so we'll see how it all shakes out. I thought Fleming did a nice job in there, though. I was proud of him for the job he did. I mentioned that yesterday after the game, and after watching the tape, I thought he, backed it up. Can he do better? Yeah, I mean, there's some plays he can do better on, but I thought he competed for the first time out there. He competed.
You had several of those guys in the secondary that maybe aren't necessarily household names here this season. What gave you the confidence that those guys would step up and play a lot out there to win?
Yeah, well, basically practice. I mean, that's where you're at now with it, and or play on special teams. And so, Gaines, Fleming, in those cases there, those guys showed you good stuff on special teams and then in practice.
Andy, we all talked a lot about Jamal and his abilities, but one thing that I think gets overlooked sometimes is how tough a runner he is. He took some shots. I'm not even talking about the flower shot. Mm-hmm. I mean, he took much more vicious shots in the game. He just bounces back up. Does that just surprise you sometimes?
Yeah, he's dirty tough. There's a special category for those guys, and he's in that category. Man, there are not a lot of those around, but he's a beast for sure.
Yeah. Sometimes, during the game, you're looking at plan ahead, your play ahead. When you look at the tape, of yesterday's game, and you see some of the shots, especially between the tackles, he took some head-on blows.
Yeah, no, he did. That's a tough position to play, and he plays it real tough. So,
couple more guys.
Yeah. Andy, what did it mean to you to see Gaines, Parker, Santos, and Coleman all kind of come up with clutch plays in a crucial situation?
Yeah, well, listen, I'm proud of the guys when they do those things. So often as a coach, you're a teacher, so you're going to tell them when they're not doing the right thing. You're going to compliment when they do the right thing, and so. It's always good to give somebody a pat on the back, right, for a job well done. And you need big plays when two good teams are playing each other. You need you're going to need a few of those plays to take place.
Alex made a lot of plays yesterday with legs, as he always seems to do. more than the runs, the pass to Bo on that last possession. I mean, was that a picture perfect pick idea of why you love Alex Smith?
Yeah, well, that was a good one. Yeah, it was a second and long, and he got flushed to his left, and which is tough enough to make a throw back to the middle of the field. He and Dwayne have a nice chemistry, a lot of trust between each other there, and between the two of them. And so, but yeah, that's exactly why. Eyes down the field when you're moving around, need a big play, made a big play, huge part of the game. And both of them were reading each other's minds there.
Considering the time of the game, going two timeouts left there in the fourth quarter, and you challenged that play, you must have thought that you had a better view than they did.
Well, we thought we did. It wasn't a very good thought in hindsight here. But
how much do you have to – I mean, I know you got people talking in your ear, but it's a fourth quarter, it's on the road, you've already used one timeout, it's a close game, you know what's coming up. But – Darn, you want that. I mean,
that was a big one. That's why you have them. You can't put them on the plane and take them home. So let's use them.
You stuck with Santos after maybe an early struggle. Did you just know that with the young kicker there are going to be some growing pains and you gave him time to work that out? Or?
Yeah. Listen, when you study some of these great kickers, that first year, a lot of them have struggled, and you know, there have been some highs and lows, put it that way, in their careers, in that first year, I'm saying. So I got it. I mean, I understand that. We know what we saw. We chart every kick, whether it's in a team period or when he's doing an individual period, we're charting everything. So he earned that job, won that job out. And so you trust that. You trust your evaluation with it. Okay, he's going to have a blip here and there. Young guy. Let's see if he can't work through it. I mean, we're not predicting the future here. I mean, that's not what we're doing. But you give him a chance to work through it and see what happens.
Do